techniques involved. Like shooting underwater might be really difficult, like with the lighting and reflection.
It's amazing. It's amazing because once you figure it out, the most amazing type of photography, I think.
That's really cool. And I was thinking that when you started, you must have been shooting on film and you switched to digital, I'm assuming. And how was that transfer? And which one do you like more? Because I've heard that even with some of the new digital cameras, they're trying to like mimic what the old Fuji film cameras were doing. Is that right?
Yeah, some of it is definitely mimicked. It's a very long and long story, but I was actually the last photographer, the magazine I worked for, I was the last remaining one who still shot on film when everyone else transferred over to digital. I was horrified because I didn't know anything about digital. I didn't know anything about computers. I didn't even have a digital camera body, you know what I mean? So then the editor of the magazine I worked for ended up coming up here and saying, "Okay, it's time, Nelly, you gotta switch." And I was so scared. They had to buy me a computer. They bought me a digital camera body. Guy had to, we did a 12-hour cram session. He flew up here from San Diego and we did a 12-hour cram session so he could teach me how to reformat the card after it full and all that kind of stuff. It was one of the most challenging times in my career for sure. But now I'm really glad that I did it. You know what I mean? Because I love all photography, film and digital, whatever it is. It's really changed the learning curve a lot because when we used to have 36 shots in a roll of film and we'd swim out and shoot off those photos, we were very careful about what we shot because we didn't want to burn through the film very fast. And now you can go out there and shoot 3,600 photos and you just, everything that moves, you shoot sequences of everything. You know?